The way we consume and share news today, it is largely rooted in social media outlets, which is why we established this very segment for our daily social media minute. We're joined by Erica in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Yes.
Happy.
We made it. Yay. Gotta give ourselves a little pat on the back. Let's get started. Paris Fashion Week. It is kind of the fashion week to look out for, right?
London, New York, Paris. One of the biggest in the world.
Gotta say. Yep. And a lot of K-pop stars take center stage there. They get endorsements. They get front row seats. The works, really.
Yeah. Cameras. Yeah. You know. Focusing on, you know, who was there?
What are they wearing?
Exactly. What are they wearing? Now, like Lena just said, K-pop stars, idols, continue to grace Paris Fashion Week with their presence this year. And fans and fashionistas are delighted to see them. Popular members of K-pop girl groups were among the A-list attendees throughout the event that was held in Paris from February 26th to March 5th.
I know I sound ancient as I say this, but we've come such a long way. You don't understand. Blackpink endorsements didn't happen overnight. There was a time when Big Bang members, you know, spent their own money. Namely, GD.
Yeah.
Spent his own money to represent a certain brand. And then Karl Lagerfeld noticed him.
That's right.
It's not the other way around. And we've come a long way.
And now we're going to mention some names here. It's not just one K-pop girl group. No. Or just one member of, a specific girl group. It's a bunch of them, you know, being seen and being photographed in their photos and videos being shared on social media. Lisa of Blackpink was one of them. She attended the fashion show of luxury brand Louis Vuitton on the final day of the event. And she obviously shared photos of herself on social media. There was one where she was photographed with the brand's artistic director, Nicolas Ghesquière, and a video of Lisa posted by Louis Vuitton, the brand, attending the show garnered significant online buzz as well. Other K-pop stars who joined Lisa at the same show included Hain from NewJeans, and Nayeon from Twice, Jennie from Blackpink. I mean, all the members of Blackpink were there in Paris. Jennie from Blackpink appeared on the Chanel show earlier this week on Tuesday. Her bandmate Jisoo attended the Dior show. Rosé was seen mingling with the actress Lily Collins at the Saint Laurent show.
Apparently, the Saint Laurent show was so hyped up. People are taking apart the pictures. Like, they're talking about the couch at the.
I
saw that too.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I just thought it was funny. I mean, it's a very stylish couch, don't get me wrong, but we're clearly obsessed.
That's right. Tang Wonhyung of IVE also turned heads at the Miu Miu show on Tuesday. She was joined by Twice member Momo and Yeojae, the member Minnie. Giselle of aespa attended the Loewe fashion show. She's the ambassador of the Spanish luxury brand. And all ITZY members, excluding Leah, who is on a hiatus, were present at the Koresh show on February 28th.
All right. So what can we owe such a large presence of K-pop stars at the Paris Fashion Week to?
A lot of things. I mean, K-pop is getting so much attention. I mean, it's mainstream. It's gone mainstream now. Yeah. We see like news really often of how a certain K-pop group made the Billboard 200 album charts, topped it, you know?
You know, it's a funny thing because if you try to explain why now, it's really difficult because it's not as if K-pop stars weren't talented before, weren't beautiful before, relevant before. Right. It's just stars are aligning so perfectly. When someone asked me why is BTS the one to make it, I didn't have a simple answer.
It's a momentum that we're seeing.
Yeah, and the timing is wonderful.
Exactly. So analysts suggest the large presence of K-pop stars at Paris Fashion Week with the fashion industry's focus on a younger demographic. Okay. That's one of the reasons. They say that tens of millions of social media followings of these K-pop stars make them really attractive brand partners. It's lucrative business, right? I mean, Lisa alone, for example, boasts 100 million Instagram followers alone.
Wow.
Yep, that's huge. Now, K-pop's global reach and the increasing fluency of these members when they, you know, speak English are also cited as factors as well. I guess it makes them more approachable.
Yeah,
right?
It makes the interview process more smooth. Not every single one of them has to be attached with a translator. That makes
it
less personal. I mean, the fact that, you know, Lily Collins and, you know, Rosé can talk to each other, that makes it probably more intimate.
That's right. So all members of Blackpink, for example, they really don't have much difficulty communicating in English. Stars like Hayne and Jang Won-young are also known for their English skills.
We've come a long way. All right, so lots to be talked about from Paris Fashion Week, but I think pictures speak a thousand words. So look at them. It's just really stylish and fun. On to our second story today. Now, I think this is most unfortunate because, I mean, they could all use a break, right, these marketplaces, but to be splashed in such a horrendous light, Incheon Fish Market faces backlash once again over unfair pricing scandals and even rude behavior.
Yeah, by the merchants. I mean, I've been seeing news related to Sorepugu Fish Market almost every day this past week. And it just so
disappointing.
Yeah. Mm. And it makes me angry as a consumer as well. So, amid ongoing issues with, you know, unfair overcharging, aggressive hawking, at the fish market, Sorepugu fish market in Incheon, local authorities have actually stepped in with a rather strong response. So according to local news outlets, Incheon's Namdong-gu district has launched a joint inspection with related departments to tackle illegal business practices in the area. Now, this joint inspection is not a one-off thing. I say strong action, strong response, because these inspections are going to be taking place three times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're taking this very seriously.
So all of this was actually prompted by one particular YouTube video showing grossly overpriced products, pressure sales tactics at this very marketplace, and the rest is history.
I mean, there are several well-known stories. Okay. I mean, for example, one video captured a merchant quoting 50,000 won per kilogram for a fish, although the marked price, which was in plain sight, it was written 40,000 won per kilogram, but they had the audacity to charge the consumer 50,000 won. Merchants also refused to show the actual weight of the fish on the scale.
So why have the scale at all?
Exactly. And inspectors even found some of the scales that the merchants had tinkered with the scales.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it's like putting your finger on it.
That's right. Or something like that.
Okay.
So consumers would be actually getting less for what they paid for, right?
Okay.
Another instance involved a merchant quoting significantly inflated prices for crab. For example, $285 for just two king crabs, and even $408, that's 540,000 won for a 4.5 kilogram king crab. Okay, for a crab.
King crabs are expensive, but certainly not that expensive.
Yeah. I mean, It just
doesn't make sense. I mean, there's not even sensibility. Late last year, on top of this, there was a video filmed at the same fish market showing a merchant verbally abusing a customer that surfaced on YouTube. So what happened?
Yeah, so in that particular video, a merchant was filmed sort of snapping at this YouTuber's wife for asking about the price of crab. I mean, it wasn't written. And obviously, if I want to buy crab, I would ask how much does the crab cost, right?
It's a pretty natural conversation.
Exactly. But apparently the merchant snapped saying, why are you asking if you're not even going to buy, but in a really rude way?
Oh, yeah. Man, you can't deliver it, Erica. It's not in you.
And of course, criticism was followed. You know, people said, you know, left comments under that video like only fools go to Sorepugu fish market. And another person rather sarcastically commented, I guess they're going to kneel down again to apologize.
Okay. Yep. So it's an awful reputation for the Sorepugu fish market. And if you think about it, it's unfair to other merchants who probably had nothing to do with these
incidents. It's not all of the merchants. I have to make that clear.
Because there's a lot of merchants there. And how unfair is that? Mm. The fish market found itself at the center of public outrage when customers discovered that merchants had even replaced fresh live blue crabs with dead ones, We're talking about missing legs and styrofoam boxes after a purchase was made.
Yeah, so, you know, the customers would look at the live crab and, you know, they're probably really happy to be buying fresh crab. Fresh crabs, then once they get home, they open these styrofoam boxes, they discover that the crabs are dead and they're missing claws and legs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's just fraud.
That's right. Okay. So, I mean, this caused a huge uproar last June. It was all over the news. And then when that happened, the merchants tried to regain public trust. Mm. So they sort of made these efforts to apologize to the public. They bowed. They did the big bow.
In apology.
In apology. Mm. But again, after this recent video surfaced, the market's self-regulation campaign became the subject of widespread ridicule. People are saying, we're not going to be fools again.
Ah, oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of standards to uphold there. Yeah. And again, I can't highlight enough how unfair it is for the merchants who had nothing to do with this. But how do we go about fixing this? Mm. Maybe there's a culture. Maybe there are really bad apples there. Can you kick them out? Mm. Leave it there for now as we move on to our final buzzword this morning. Seoul City has grand plans to create 1,000 gardens across the city by 2026.
Yeah.
Can we become a little bit more green?
That's a lot of gardens. They're aiming to create around 300 gardens a year by the year 2026, 3 years away from now.
You know what my first question was? What? Where are we?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Right. Where are we to host 1,000 gardens?
Yeah. Anyways, Seoul City government, that's their plan. Mm. They unveiled the plan to create 1,000 gardens across the city by 2026. The goal is to provide citizens with more attractive green spaces they can spend time in or even just to look at and to help reduce everyday stress.
You know
from
what we really
city
need?
Life.
We need park benches.
Yes.
That's not overrated, right? I mean, we can have food trucks, good cleanup crew, but the idea is there's just not enough places to sit in public just talk.
Yeah.
And we love talking.
Oh, just like sit there, 멍 때려, right?
space out,
yeah. Now, the initiative comes as Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon announced a plan last year to create parks, gardens, and forests across Seoul to form this expansive green belt area that connects to the city. This area would have the added impact of mitigating the impacts of climate change, like lowering temperatures during intense heat waves in the summer season. Mm. Now, the city says it plans to invest some 200 million won into this mega garden project. So the city officials did some research and they found that, just by admiring an attractive green view or green space can reduce people's anxiety levels by up to 20%.
I believe them.
Yeah, the same. Me too. The same research showed that spending time in a garden at least once a week reduces the side effects of stress by up to 60%.
It sounds really helpful because we're a really wired city. Where do we go to relax?
That sounds
very promising.
Yeah, exactly. So, and to boost public interest, they're planning to come up with various cultural and tourism programs at these gardens that highlight the characteristics of each of the green spaces.
Please don't erect the local characters.
No.
Don't do that. I want a green space. Thank you so much, Erica. I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.